30 years, Mike Kelly was the voice of the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour. The legacy continues with Allison Norman and her business partner, Stephanie Norman, the newest mother-daughter real estate team, hosting with updates, information, and tips for buying or selling your home. DRE license numbers 017-20334 and 022-09237. Now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. It's October 19th. I had my page.
What is it?
19th.
Oh, good.
I had it on the 12th on my notepad, and I'm like, that is not the right date.
Thank goodness we're here to let everybody know.
Yes.
Okay. In case you woke up this morning and said,
weren't sure what day it was.
What day is it? That's
October
19th. All day Friday, I thought it was Saturday. So
yeah.
I'm like, oh, we have the radio show
tonight. So that's why we're here to remind you that it's Sunday, October 19th. And it is the year 2025. In case you forgot.
She woke up and said, where am I? What year is this? Which happens often these days.
We have a fun show today.
We do. We have got some good information about for first-time buyers.
Yes.
So we're going to be talking to Lorene Barnes of Redwood Credit Union. And she's called in before and had some really good information about Redwood Credit Union and what they offer. They have a new program, which is a first-time buyer and down payment assistance program. So that's
exciting.
And so she's going to talk about that, a couple other things that are really kind of specific. What's really nice about Redwood Credit Union is that they do a lot of their own in-house financing. So they have some specific products that you may not be able to find anywhere else or aren't able to find anywhere
definitely.
Else. Not to say that there aren't other good lenders that can do good things for you. This is just one of them. Redwood Credit Union is one of our local lenders. And financial institutions, and there's things that they can do that some of the other banks and lenders can't do. So, and again, not to say that there aren't good loan products out there. And then we're also going to talk about she'll be calling in at 9:30, and then we're going to be talking about what some of the things that first-time buyers, and you, Stephanie, you work with a lot of millennial, kind of your age group. Who are in the market right now or frustrated because they'd like to buy a house, but it just seems so overwhelming.
So I'm always trying to keep an eye out for the programs for first-time home buyers and try to keep up to date on what they can qualify for and how they qualify and all of the things.
All the things. And you get a lot of interesting questions. And and really that goes along with anybody really that's buying or selling that hasn't in a while or never has. They really have a lot of questions. And we think that, you know, we do it so often that a lot of times it kind of goes right over our heads. We're like, people don't really know what that means. And they don't know, you know, even as something that seems so simple to us is like, you know, what is an escrow? What does that mean when we say we've opened escrow? What does that actually mean? You know, so a lot of times we have to kind of back it up a little bit and say, really kind of look at real basic real estate because a lot of people don't, you know, it's our world. It's our lives. It's what we do.
Words and different terms and they're like, wait, what?
Yeah,
I remember when you would talk about it before I was like getting more into it and I'd be like, what are you talking about? What is that? What does that mean?
I know. What are all these words you're throwing out as if everybody knows? Anyway, so that'll be interesting stuff. And you have some events.
Yeah, and I'll talk about those. I just wanted to mention that Lorene with RCU, the program is called Dream Start. It's home loans designed for first-time home buyers with terms up to 40 years.
Yeah.
Low down payments, up to 40-year terms, rate roll downs. So those are
some of the things we're going to talk
about. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Issues with my headphones.
Oh, no. And so, and then there's also some fun events happening this month for Halloween.
Right. And we are... I'm taking my headphones off because they're doing nothing for me right now.
Oh, no.
maybe Joe could find me a better set. Anyway, Put Joe to work. And maybe the one sitting over there. Sorry, you guys, but I'm the one I found is not plugging in where it's supposed to. So I just assumed it would work when we came on the air. Anyway, so we have. Sorry for that distraction. We have. Oh, Joe is my hero today.
Joe to the rescue.
Wait, that's the same. It has this little skinny thing that doesn't plug in. Sorry, people. Keep talking. There we go. Got it.
Okay.
Welcome to live radio.
Right?
Yeah, the other one just had a short, and it was just cutting out, and if I sounded distracted, that's why. Okay, so that's one of the reasons.
Sorry.
No. It's anyway. Now we're getting back. If you're watching us on YouTube later this week, you say, "What is she doing?" Okay, so speaking of YouTube, we do record our videos. So I mean, we video the show. And you can
find us everywhere.
You can watch us fumbling around with our headphones over here.
Yes.
Or me today. Anyway, so, okay, back to business. So, again, a couple of you mentioned a couple of fun events coming off.
I did, and I'm trying to get them to load. But
typical stuff. Here's this one at Atwood Ranch coming up.
Ooh, yes. So this one is it through the Halter Project?
Yeah, so Julie Atwood, who has called in several times as part of, I mean, she is the founder of the Halter Project, which mm-hmm. does a lot of training, education, and resources, all kinds of things for people that have horses or cattle or goats or sheep or chickens and pigs, all the things,
yeah.
And cats and dogs and all of that, but also helps people. And she's been doing a lot of programs with emergency prep help,
which does
a lot of senior, kind of keeping seniors safe during wildfire season. And we saw, you know, what happened in 2017 where there were a lot of
really important
people that were really caught off guard. So being prepared. So what's this event? Sorry.
So it's a event in the Valley of the Moon at the Atwood Ranch. And this is Sunday, October 22nd, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. The legendary private barn will be filled with glorious autumn finery, and the vineyard will be turning to gold. The intimate gathering will feature tapas, wine, piano jazz with Stephanie Ozer, and fabulous silent auction items. It's a local fundraiser benefiting nonprofit emergency prep help. And it's keeping Sonoma seniors safe, meet the team, learn how they prepare older adults for emergencies, and help kick off their 2026 workshop season by funding the first 10 workshop. And this is located at Atwood Ranch Barn, 12099 Sonoma Highway in Glen Allen.
Yeah, it's a really nice event. So this is a fundraiser event. They do a lot of events that are specific training events. I'm sure they're going to have some stuff there that'll offer some training, but and a lot of times the emergency prep help that we'll do, and we had talked about it earlier this year. They're having different series of classes to help older adults to really kind of be prepared, and mm-hmm. what you need to have pre-packed, how to you know, like as far as having that not Nixle, they changed it to something else, but the alert system.
Oh, yes.
Which, a lot of people, especially older adults who aren't very tech savvy, may not, Joe's waving his DM, may not have the wherewithal, or not wherewithal, but have the experience and knowledge of tech that these programs even exist. So really mm-hmm. getting it out there. And I know.
Yeah. And for more information on this event, you can check out the Halter Project. They are have it posted on their Facebook. We have it on our Facebook.
It's all over the place. So, yeah, we do have it. It's on the Real Estate Hour with Allison.
And then
and
for
Stephanie
questions
Norman.
About it, there is an email. It's Lynn, LYNN, at emergencyprephelp.org.
Perfect. So, yeah, if you're interested in going to that, that is a it's a fundraiser for a very good organization. And the Atwood Ranch is a beautiful property. So, a good time to get out there, and that's happening next Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. I'm sure we'll mention it again next week.
Oh, yeah.
So I did finally get this to open. For some reason, the internet's very, very slow today in here. So happening starting today, really. So we like to get our information from happeningsonoma.com. We have no affiliation with them.
Yeah.
We've just found that it's a really good resource. So
they're a very good resource. I always check them out when I'm looking for something to do, or even for you guys, for events that are happening. So I always go to them. You can also just Google Sonoma County events
2025
in October. You can put in the date and or the weekend, whatever you want to look for. Google is very
perfect.
Helpful.
So quick couple events, and then Joe's saying take a break.
So there is what is today?
Today's the 19th, we established earlier.
Yes.
2025.
Yes, you are correct.
Correct, yes.
Today happening, there is a Halloween. Keeps changing on me here.
I know. It's
Halloween.
Well, one
creative
thing that...
arts activity for kids at Montgomery Village.
Oh, fun.
That is happening today, 9:20 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. This is also happening today from 1 to 4. This is Pumpkin Palooza. Dive into a day of pumpkins, art, and festive fall fun in Sonoma.
Woohoo!
Pumpkins on Pikes at Terra Firma Farms. That's happening today from...
Go to Happening Sonoma. I think we're fighting with the technology today.
This is happening 2 to 9 p.m.
Let's just take a break.
Yeah. Bachata Halloween at Vintage Space at 7:30 happening today.
Okay, so rather than you trying to scramble and write all that down, the point is there's some fun things happening. Also,
yes.
Fantasmagoria at Children's. Oh, that's actually next weekend. But Children's Museum has a fun Halloween stuff all the time too.
Do.
But anyway. Rather than us boring you with all this information, go to Happening Sonoma. Is it Happening Sonoma County? HappeningSonomaCounty.com. Technology is not our friend today.
No,
let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things that we hear from first-time buyers out there in the field and really kind of answer some of those questions. And then that'll be a good precursor to our conversation. We'll do the numbers, too. I guess we'll do the numbers, and then we'll talk about that. And then we're going to talk to Lorraine Barnes Redwood Credit Union about their new first-time buyer loan program, down payment assistance, all kinds of fun stuff. I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We're the Norman Home Team, and you're listening to The Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. They'll be right back with more on KSRO. This is KSRO, Sonoma County's home of hard-hitting political talk, updated local news throughout the day and online, and variety nights and weekends, like The Ramsey Show, Saturday and Sunday afternoons, 3 to 6. Sonoma County's FM News Talk, KSRO.
Thinking about buying a home? Now's the time. Contact Allison and Stephanie Norman, the Norman Home Team.
Owning a home comes with incredible benefits, a feeling of accomplishment, stability, and financial growth, as well as a true sense of community. It's easy to fall in love with home ownership.
That's right. When you own, you and your lender set your monthly payment. No surprise rent hikes or evictions.
Plus, as your home value grows and you pay down your mortgage, not your landlord's, you're building your wealth.
And let's not forget the sense of pride and peace of mind that comes with home ownership.
When you're ready to start your journey, we're here to help.
Reach out for a free, no obligation conversation today.
Now more than ever, who you work with matters. Contact the Norman Home Team. Visit NormanHomeTeamWineCountry.com to get started. The Norman Home Team at Keller Williams Realty. Because two heads are better than one. DRE license number 01720334 and 02209237.
Now, back to the Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison and Stephanie Norman. Now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're back.
Happy
Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday.
Alrighty, so let's see if technology will be our friend now. We're having some issues. Okay, so let's get the numbers and get those out of the way so you can know what's happening here in real estate, right, in Sonoma County.
And if you are just tuning in or new to the show, then when we say numbers, we mean market updates for Sonoma County.
The numbers, the quote-unquote, the numbers.
Yes.
And so, right, we like to look at the whole overview of Sonoma County, not just specific areas and not national, not California, not Sonoma County. I mean, not the Bay Area, but, excuse me, looking at all the numbers for Sonoma County. So, single-family homes currently active on the market. You can get out there and take a look right now. Well, call your agent and, you know, look and see. Maybe they have an open house. But you can get in there and put an offer in. 1,026 active single-family homes across Sonoma County right now. That number's been just kind of bouncing around. It was 1,032, then it was, or 1,032, then it was 1,019. It was 1,050 a couple of weeks ago. So it's kind of bouncing around and hovering a little over 1,000. That's a big number compared to how it was even earlier this year. And especially last year, we were probably at about a little more than half of that. It was like 500, 600. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it was like 700, then it was 800, now it's 1,000. So we have a good amount of inventory out there, which is great if you're buying. So in escrow, we have 333 in escrow. So those are people that have put an offer in, got their offer accepted, now they're going through the process. Condos, we have 139 active condos in the market with 38 in escrow. Mobile homes, we have 93 active on the market with 35 in escrow. Multi-unit, 2 to 4 units, we have 108 active on the market with 28 in escrow. And then land, buildable residential land, we have 326 active on the market with 30 in escrow. All of these numbers are pretty consistent with what they've been the last few months, really. Or more than last 6 months, probably. Anyway, so the median price of what's active on the market right now is $1,185,000. That is actually up a little bit. Not a lot, just a little bit. And then the median price of what's in escrow is $850,000. That's pretty much consistent with what it's been. That medium number is just kind of like a needle that goes up if more higher priced homes are on the market. It goes down if more lower priced homes are on the market or go into escrow or close.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean that the prices are fluctuating. It just means that the overall look of the market, and it really does help you understand kind of the health of the market and what's, you know, what's active and what's in escrow and what's selling for the median. Alrighty, what do you have for the market snapshot?
So I have for the market snapshot from last Sunday to this Sunday, today, we have new listings, and this is Sonoma County Single Family Residential. New listings, 107 with an average list price of $815,000. Back on market, 16, price projection 81, in escrow 70, pending 61, and closed 68, and that is with an average sold price of $874,000, which is higher than it usually is, and that is most likely because a higher price home sold, and so it made that number go up.
Yeah.
And then average days on the market, 76 days, and so congratulations to all of you who either bought or sold a home.
Yeah, so yay.
It's a big deal. Woo-hoo. So, woo-hoo.
We should sound more enthused.
Woo-hoo. Woo! Good job.
The bells and whistles. It really is, and it's such a relief, and it's such a happy moment. And I remember.
So many people involved to make it happen.
Yeah.
You don't even realize.
I know. All the people behind the scenes.
So, good job. You did it.
Good job, you, the seller, the buyer, the lender, the title rep, the agents on both sides,
everybody.
Their assistants. Pardon me. My voice is going away. Anyways, so we forgot to mention that one. Did we lose it again? We forgot to mention the one event that's happening downtown.
Yeah, it's,
this
the
Friday.
Fall Fun Fest 2025 downtown Santa Rosa. And I actually know about this event because we were driving through downtown and there was a big sign up that said Fall Fun Festival. And I was like, oh, what is that?
We'll be there.
We would share it here. It is Friday, October 24th, 2025, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Old Courthouse Square in Santa Rosa. What to expect? Grab your costumes and get ready for Fall Fun Fest, Santa Rosa's ultimate free Halloween celebration.
So alrighty.
If you want more information on this, you can check out, I'm not sure where it's posted.
You can look at our Facebook page, The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman, and we have it posted there. You're going to have to scroll down a little bit because we posted some other stuff after that. But or it's the City of Santa Rosa. It's put on by Downtown Santa Rosa, the organization. So anyway, so, and there's also a church, I think, that's also putting it
Bayside
on.
Bayside Church.
Bayside Church. So fun stuff. Okay, so let's get back to real quick. We've got about 5 minutes. I believe. And
yes.
And once, so let's just real quick, and then we're going to talk to Lorene Barnes at Redwood Credit Union about first-time home buyers and their program that they have for them. But what are some of the things that we hear from first-time buyers? We talked about last week, you know, things like, you know, and well, yeah, what can I buy? What can I afford? Well, I want to go look at this house. And the answer is talk to a lender, right?
Or it's like, this house is foreclosed. It's a lower price. Can I qualify to get it?
Yeah. We hear people asking about foreclosures.
Yeah, and the conditions of properties, that can really, if it's a fixer-upper, that's harder to get a loan on, especially for a first-time
Right, and that's a big thing that we hear from people who, you know, especially first-time buyers, a lot of times they're looking at an FHA financing because it's a lower down payment. Mm-hmm. They're a little more lenient on the debt-to-income and on your credit score that you have to have in order to qualify for the loan. But they're more strict on health and safety things. So if there's a broken window, if there's peeling paint in a pre-1978 home, if the roof doesn't have like at least three or five years of life left on it, if there's standing water underneath the house, forget it. They won't even, you know. But so a lot of times you're getting calls, can we go look at this house? Right?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you probably not with your FHA loan, you can't, you know, and why don't we get a fixer? Because we can afford, it's a better price and we'll just do the work. But the lender is going to say, nope, we're not going to put ourselves out there, get you into this house. And then knowing that you're going to have all, it's going to fall apart. It's their asset. It's important for them, the bank, to have something that's not going to fall apart.
And then another big one too is, mobile homes.
Right. So, yeah.
Those are hard because it might be a good price that you can qualify for. But then there's the space rent.
Yeah.
And then there's
you got to remember that space rent.
The space rent is the biggest one because it can be really high. And that can ruin your whole loan because then you won't qualify if it's the space rent.
And a lot of lenders won't lend on a mobile home either.
That too. So then you have to find the right lender.
There are higher interest rates on the mobile home because it's a more specific loan. Insurance is really hard to find somebody to insure a mobile home. So while on the surface it looks good, and you do get calls from people going, "Oh, we want to look at this mobile home because it's like $100,000. We could totally afford it." You know, you have to get a loan, and what's the space rent? And you have to qualify. It's a rent. You're renting the space. And just like when you go to get an apartment to rent or, you know, condo, house, whatever, they're going to want you to make X number of times, you know, and usually it's like two and a half times your income or three times even of your income. And you're going to have to qualify for that in order to qualify for the park. Even if you can find a lender, you can get that mobile home. You got to get insurance on it. You have to qualify for the park rent. They're going to look at your credit score, too, and they're going to look at your income, all of these things. So while on the surface it looks like a great deal, it's not necessarily a better way to go. And that's not to be bashing mobile homes, because for some people it's a good option. But it's really important to understand what you're looking at. And you do get those calls from, from people in your millennial age group that say, well, why don't I just buy a mobile home? You know, people are looking at, especially young people, really looking for a way to get into a home here in Sonoma County, and it's tough. You know, we have somebody right now looking in Lake County because it's just the pricing in Sonoma County isn't going to work for them. Do you want to, you know, make those adjustments to your lifestyle in order to buy a house, or do you want to figure out a way to get you into a house?
But
here?
Even then, with Lake County insurance, it's a big one.
Yeah, so keeping those things in mind. So those are some of the conversations you're having, right, with people, and we're
I hate to break it.
I know, like, we
shut them down, so.
We try really hard not to say, no, you can't do it. Well, let's find a solution. But we got to take a break. We're going to talk more about first-time buyers and the Redwood Credit Union program that they have with Lorene Barnes coming up in just a minute. I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We're the Norman Home Team, and you're listening to The Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. They'll be right back with more on KSRO.
Healthcare premiums are going way up, Democrat Hakeem Jeffries tells ABC's This Week, unless Congress reverses healthcare cuts enacted this past summer.
We're talking about the largest cut to Medicaid in American history. Hospitals, nursing homes, and community-based health centers are closing all across America because of what Republicans have done with their one big ugly bill.
That's the issue at the crux of the federal shutdown, which is now 3 weeks old. Democrats are withholding support for a short-term spending bill unless the health care issue is resolved. Republicans say they might discuss health care, but only after the government reopens. Hamas now says they've located the body of another Israeli hostage and are ready to transfer those remains once field conditions allow. And in France, authorities are now searching for a group of thieves who stole the country's crown jewels from the Louvre this morning. The robbers posed as construction workers and escaped on motorcycles, authorities say. This is ABC News.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following the fairly clear and cool overnight, we can look to generally sunny skies to give us daytime highs in the mid to high 70s. In the evening, we can look to mostly clear skies to leave us with overnight lows in the high 40s and low 50s. This current warming trend will run through at least Tuesday, with rain possible on Friday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
Now, back to the Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison and Stephanie Norman. Now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning. We're back. We are excited to be talking about first-time buyers today. I was a first time. We all at one point, if you own a house, you were a first time buyer, you know the excitement and the pressure, and it's a little scary and the uncertainty, but really I remember writing that first check, my first mortgage check, versus writing a check to back when we wrote checks for things, aging myself, but writing that check to the landlord versus writing a check for your mortgage for your house payment.
Yeah.
It's a really good feeling, and I carry that with me, and I know Stephanie, you do too. We want to help first time. We want to help people get into their home, start building that wealth and equity. It's such a good feeling. Anyway, I'm very passionate about working with our first-time buyers. Stephanie works with a lot of younger millennials who are really struggling right now. And on that note, we are going to be talking about first-time buyer and Redwood Credit Union's new program. On the line, we have Laureen Barnes, who is the Anyway, you're with Redwood. Laureen, I'll let you introduce yourself. I'm so sorry. It's been a morning. Anyway, real estate sales?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good morning. Thanks.
Good morning and welcome.
For having us.
And I apologize for that horrible introduction. But anyway, the external real estate sales
It's
manager?
A really long title that's really, I'm the sales manager of the mortgage department.
Thank you.
I oversee. You can get rid of the whole rest of the title.
I know. So you oversee the real estate mortgage part of Redwood Credit Union.
The sales side of it. Exactly.
Perfect. And we've had you, I think it was last year you called in and talked about what Redwood Credit Union, kind of what sets you apart from some of the other financial institutions and lending institutions around here. But today we wanted to specifically talk about a new program you have, which is going to help first-time buyers. So do you want to just dive right into that? Or is there anything else you want to chat about first?
No, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And yes, I'm so glad to be back. So I take that I did okay last time.
Absolutely.
Yes, you did.
Thank you for that. We always love to talk all things mortgage. So, as it pertains to first-time homebuyers, there's a lot of great programs out there. I mean, people hear of first-time homebuyer products, they hear of grants, they hear of community assistance. Mm-hmm. And to your point, I mean, how nice is it to be able to write a check for your generational wealth, right? For your home that you can control and you can do things, rather than writing that rent check to that landlord that's getting all that benefit from your contribution to paying off their generational wealth, right?
Right.
So really fun things about it. Also a lot of responsibility, so mm-hmm. not to be taken lightly, but so much great opportunity. And RCU is committed to our communities, and we want to increase homeownership solutions for those that are out there looking to buy their first home. Redwood Credit Union serves everybody from first-time homebuyers to that savvy, you know, investor, or, you know, you're on your 10th property, whatever it might be. But we really have that commitment to getting those first-time homebuyer products out there. And in the last, I'd say probably a year or two, we developed what we call our Dream Start program. And it's kind of an umbrella, if you will. And different programs fall underneath that that really help, you know, Dream Start, right? Helps people get in and manage those dreams and make them come true. So it'll continue to grow over the coming years. But right now we have what we call our Dream Start 40-year product. And I know you're going to ask me probably some questions and details more about the product, but the Dream Start is literally just it's a 40-year amortization. So most of the time when you get into a loan, that loan term is over 30 years. Like if you buy a car, it's over 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. Mm. It's the duration that you're going to pay that loan off, and 30 years is great. But we decided to offer a 40-year term that helps with that improved cash flow, and it lets individuals, you know, it's designed for first-time homebuyers that are looking, again, to turn those goals into homeownership, but they're coming off of rent payments. And I will say, though, rent payments in Sonoma County, they're fairly high, so maybe it's not that big a difference. But the 40-year does help that transition from rent to own. And, you know, there's no prepayment penalties or anything, so you can pay more, but it gives you that option.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I wanted to just stop for a second on that 40-year, because I was looking through your information a little bit and saw that. I'm like, wow, that's a really cool opportunity. And to understand, and people hear, oh my gosh, 40 years, I don't want to pay 40 years on a loan. That's right. Not the point. The point is that you could, it's breaking those payments down. You're dividing it by 40 instead of by 30 to just really break it down to something way more simple than it actually is. And that means that your monthly payment's going to be less, right?
Yeah, and depending on, you know, your loan amount, I mean, if you have something that's, you know, maybe $900,000 sales price, somewhere thereabouts, you know, a little bit less, it can be anywhere from like $400 to $600 a month. It just depends on where your loan amount is. Obviously, if it's a lower loan amount, it's going to be, you know, a little bit less in improved cash flow. But we always try to use the example that, you know, maybe you're expanding in your career, right? Or maybe in the next coming years, you're going to be making substantially more, but right now you're just, you know, you're kind of making that crossover to ownership. Mm-hmm. How great for a year or two to be able to say, you know what, I can spread that out a little bit. And then as you get more comfortable or your financial situation changes, absolutely pay more, or call us back up and say, hey, I want to get this thing paid off in 20 years or in 15 years, or mm-hmm. put it into 30, and we'll tell you what that payment is. So we educate with it. So yes, we're not trying to make everybody go, you know, a whole 40 years, but it is that option, which is really nice for individuals.
Yeah. And I think Stephanie she works with a lot of younger millennials in her age group. And I think a lot of things kind of you relate to, like a car purchase, you know, where, you know, if it's a 7 year, your payment's going to be lower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So well, good. And there's a lot of, you know, especially in this area, right? We have a lot of CDF firefighters, you have nurses, you know, you have teachers, you have all these different things where income might fluctuate depending, you know, throughout the year. Maybe there's overtime, maybe there's whatever, and you can pay more during those chunks, but maybe some months your paychecks are a little bit slimmer because you're not mm-hmm. getting that overtime or whatever, and it gives you just that option, a little bit of flexibility.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah,
great.
And then we also have our, part of that Dream Start, we also have Redwood Credit Union. We've been asked forever, do you offer a grant? Do you offer a down payment? And we can now say yes. We're really excited that we just launched in the last couple months a down payment assistance grant through Redwood Credit Union Community Fund. So it's literally Redwood Credit Union that's offering this grant. And I can, you know, give you more details throughout the show for this, but we're really excited about that because it's giving people down payment assistance to get them into homes as well. So really excited.
That's awesome. I just had a quick question. So what are the qualifications for someone to qualify for that down payment assistance program?
Yeah. So great question. So a little bit of differentiation. The Dream Start 40-year is meant for first-time homebuyers, as we mentioned. And just to clarify, a first-time homebuyer for us means that you haven't owned a home in 3 years. So if you owned a home 10 years ago, 5 years ago, you qualify. You just can't have owned a home in the last 3 years.
Okay.
With the Dream Start 40-year product, again, they're two separate products, but the 40-year, there's no income limitations. There's no asset limitations. You literally just have to be a first-time home buyer. And what's really great is that, say it's, you know, two people purchasing that home, or it's one person, two people with parents co-signing, only one primary occupant, so only one person that's going to live in the property, has to be a first-time homebuyer.
Nice.
The other individuals don't have to be. So it's really flexible.
Okay.
Fast forward to that down payment assistance that you were just talking about, it's a little bit different. It's definitely a grant program, so it's a little bit, you know, it's got tighter parameters. You do have to be a first-time homebuyer, again, 3 years, not owning a home. But everybody that's on that loan does have to be a first-time homebuyer.
Okay.
So it's a little bit different there. There are income limitations. It's 120% of the median area, or the area median income. So pretty generous there, but there are those income limitations. Let's see, what else you have to qualify? That's really it. First-time home buyer, everybody on a loan, mm-hmm. and then the area median income. What's nice about that one is that it gives the lesser of 5% or $25,000 for the sales price. So
that's a big that's
yeah.
nice.
It's a big difference.
It's a big boost in
that.
And I think that's one of the biggest roadblocks here in Sonoma County, especially for somebody to buy a house, is having that down payment.
Yeah. And then do they have to have a certain credit score?
So 620 is the minimum credit score.
That's the question I get asked the most.
Yeah, but I always encourage, such a great question, and I always encourage people, 620 is our guideline.
Okay.
But don't not call us because you're not a 620. Give us a call. Let's talk about why is it your credit a 620. Maybe mm-hmm. you don't have enough credit. Well, let's help you build that. Let's
yeah, that's usually what I recommend.
You've got going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely call us. And there's no shame. I think some people just, they bunker down. They don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, they don't want to tell the story. Please call. Call us. Let's talk about it. You know, let's see what we can do to help. And I want to go back real quick, the 5% or $25,000 down, the buyer, the minimum contribution is 1%. So they only have to come in with 1% of their own funds,
nice.
Plus closing costs, so for the down payment.
Yeah.
But it's really flexible because, you know, if you don't have that down payment, like you were saying, that's a tough part. Here's
mm-hmm.
5% or $25,000 that you get, and I don't know if it's an okay time to talk about how it gets paid back or how it gets.
No, that would
now.
Be.
You want to do that later?
No, let's talk about it. That was going to actually be my next question because you say, you know, it's a grant. It's called a grant, but I wanted to kind of clarify what to somebody that maybe doesn't understand. I think most people know a grant means you're not paying it back. But what exactly does that mean in terms of this product?
I think it's the most exciting part about the product. So one thing, when people are getting grants, community seconds, whatever it might be, really do your homework on them. Every one of them offers you the benefit for homeownership, so that's fantastic. But some you have payments, some you have interest, some they actually have what's called equity shares.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do go and sell your property at some point, they get the grant back plus a portion of the equity. So just do some homework.
Yeah, good.
With Redwood Credit Union, there's zero interest and zero payments. So it's literally a grant that's given. If you move, sell the house in the first 5 years, then that dollar amount is given back to the community fund to be able to give to somebody else. But there's no interest, there's no equity. You literally just give back that amount out of the sale proceeds.
Okay. And that's if you sell within the first 5 years?
The first 5 years.
Okay.
Yep. And then year 6 through 10, at every annual interval, if you will. So year 6, it's forgiven by 20% per year. So if you do 20% for the next 5 years, if you stayed in there 10 years, it's literally forgiven completely and it's wiped out.
Okay.
If you sell in, you know, after year 6, 20% of that is wiped out and then, you know, you pay the rest. So every year, 20% of that grant is taken off and forgiven. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's a good program. I actually bought my home, my first home, which I actually still live in, but I bought it through Burbank Housing, which it was that same. It was basically
so
we called it a silent second and then, but I bought it from the original owner and it there was some money left on that. It sounds like that's kind of what if it's going back into the program, then is it available for I guess it's probably different. It's not house specific. It's
no, it's not house specific. Okay. Yeah, the money just goes back, and we keep lending it back out, right? And we keep growing that fund as well. But yeah, we're really excited about it.
I think it's great.
We're anxious to get rid of it, right? We want to push that money out there and get that into buyers' hands. So one really important thing with the down payment assistance program, I can't stress it enough, is if somebody's out there thinking that, you know, they're out there, they're going to purchase, they're going to start looking, please call us sooner than later to get that application process going. Don't wait until you get into contract. You don't even have to wait till you're meeting with an agent. Come, let's get that application for that down payment assistance program done as quickly as we can up front. Get it all situated. Definitely. And then I believe it's 120 days that you have to find the property. We just kind of refresh it if you don't, right? Mm-hmm. But that way you're all set and you know what you got ahead of time.
Yeah, if somebody has some money, but they want to take advantage of that, can they put more than that 1% and still get
such a great question. Absolutely. So that 120% area median income I talked about, that's the same amount of assets that you're able to have. So as long as you don't exceed the asset amount, but yes, you could put down 20%, 30, you know, whatever dollar amount you want. There's no limit, and you can still receive the down payment assistance as long as you don't exceed the asset amount that's allowed for the county.
That's awesome, because that helps then with your debt to income, really,
definitely.
Because maybe you could qualify for, you know, an $800,000 house instead of six, or, you know, or whatever. Yeah. I'm just throwing numbers out there. Yeah. But yeah, and I think Stephanie.
Yeah, and then is there a certain type of property that it qualifies for? Is it any property, or how does that work?
Basically anything but units. So it's definitely owner occupied, right? You have to live in it. Mm-hmm. And then single family residence, a PUD, a condominium, manufactured homes. And manufactured homes, you know, have to be on permanent foundation. I'll just throw this out there, on permanent foundation.
So not a manufactured home in a
land, right?
Okay. I mean, in a park.
Mm-hmm. Not in a park. Yeah, okay. You have to own the land. Okay. But yeah, anything really but units. So 2 to 4 units, that's not an eligible property type.
Okay, so even if somebody was going to live in one, like a duplex, because I know some loan products allow you, as long as you're going to live in one. So this one is specifically single-family homes.
Exactly. Yeah. Single family, condo, PUD, manufactured townhome, that type of thing.
Okay. Yeah. Good. That all sounds good. Okay. We got to take a quick break, but do you mind sticking around for a minute? And I wanted to talk, if there's more that we missed, a little bit more information, you want to talk about that, but also then some other programs that you have that I wanted to chat with you about. So if you don't mind sticking around. Perfect. So we're talking to Lorene Barnes, Redwood Credit Union, external real estate sales manager. Did I get it right? Or close? Anyway, okay, we'll be right back. I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We're the Norman Home Team, and you're listening to The Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. They'll be right back with more on KSRO.
Scott Silvera. When you need a new SUV or truck, think Silvera. Serving Sonoma County for 71 years.
Like looking at a great selection of vehicle trims and colors?
Think Silvera. With over 550 new and used vehicles in stock and in transit, Silvera has what you're looking for.
And do you own a business? Do you need a commercial truck?
Think Silvera. We are professional grade.
Whatever your automotive needs.
Think Silvera GMC in Healdsburg. Silvera Chevrolet in the town of Sonoma. And online at Silvera. AeroAutos.com.
Touchdown! San Francisco!
Mountain Mike's, the official pizza of the San Francisco 49ers, is the perfect place to enjoy the games. Happy hour specials Monday through Thursday and all Sunday long. Watch the Sunday Ticket at two locations, Cleveland Avenue in Santa Rosa and Mountain Mike's in Nevada. Order up their legendary crispy curly pepperoni pizza. Try their new sticky Kogi wings or kickin' Korean barbecue wings. Online at mountainmites.com.
Now, back to the Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison and Stephanie Norman. Now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning. We're back.
Good morning.
Happy Sunday morning. So we are on the phone and having a very interesting conversation about first-time home buyer programs from Redwood Credit Union with Lorene Barnes. And it's so exciting to me to
it really is, yeah.
And anything that we can do, and welcome back, Laureen, by the way.
Thank you.
anything that we can do to get our, you know, first-time buyers into, and I think that you made an important note, some first-time buyer programs, you have to absolutely be, you've never, ever owned a home in your life. You know, this program, whereas some of the other first-time home buyer programs as well, it's you just can't have owned one in the last 3 years, and they consider you now a first-time, which I guess means you've been renting for a while, and now you're ready to buy again. Did I hear that right? That it's just
you did.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
You did.
Perfect. If Stephanie had one question before we move on, and if you have anything that we missed, you can talk about too. But real quick.
I just had a quick question: is if it was this program was something where the funds would run out, or is it gonna keep going, or how does that work?
Such a great question. My crystal ball is broken.
But, I wasn't sure if you know the answer, but I just because I know there's some that.
There's CAFA, there's Bourbon, they're all amazing products, right? And our amazing programs. Redwood Credit Union has an allotted amount, but the goal is to continue to replenish that. So I can't guarantee that, but this isn't something like in January and February, all of a sudden an amount is launched and then everybody floods in and gets it, and then all of a sudden it's gone in 3 weeks. Yeah.
Right.
It isn't like that at all.
We've seen that with a couple of couple of recent programs out there. It's never mind. Yeah, funds are gone.
It runs out. So that's
exactly. So I can't say it's never going to run out. Yeah. But our goal is to keep it going, and we're pretty good at our fundraising, grants, and everything that we do to help our community. So I'm pretty optimistic.
That's really good.
Well, that's good. But get in there sooner rather than later.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
So is there anything else that we didn't get out about that first time buyer program, or shall we move on?
No, I think just one quick last thing is, and I can't stress this enough, again, apply early for it. But, you know, when you're out there looking for a home as a first-time home buyer or, you know, anybody, right, looking for a home, I think it's really important to make that call. And I know sometimes it's just overwhelming. Where do I start? What do I do? What's this process going to be? And friendly, I promise. It's not like going something scary, right? Give us a call. You might be closer than you think. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're further than you think, but we will get you on a plan. And just give us a call. Our loan officers are amazing. They will talk you through what your goals are. You know, when do you want to buy? Where are you financially? And
financial
wellness coaches. We have coaches. We have different programs, different entities that can help with budgeting and different things to hit those goals. So just please call us and let us help you and set you up on a plan. So that's my last little thing on first time.
Yes, and you're preaching to the choir over here because we say that on the daily.
Yes.
Call a lender,
right?
Get started. They're not going to hurt you.
And do you have a number?
We're not going to hurt you, I promise.
Do you have a phone number people can reach you at that are here listening?
You bet, yes. Well, I have an amazing loan officer team at Redwood Credit Union. So this is my number. Give me a call and I'll find out where you're at, you know, what your goals are, and we'll get you hooked up with a wonderful partner. But my number is 707-529-7336. Again, 707-529-7336.
Perfect. Thank you.
And then, so let's move on from that. So say, I wanted to talk about your construction loan products, but before that, is there anything else that you can help with? If somebody is with that age old problem of, do I sell my house first and then buy something? Do I write a contingent offer? Does Redwood Credit Union offer like a bridge loan or any kind of, do you have any sound advice for somebody who's trying to figure out what to do to get from one house to another and not end up without a house at all?
Yeah, right. Well, I'm preaching the choir to you guys on contingent offers are hard these days. There's just, you know, I think everybody wants the cleanest, strongest, most competitive offer that they can get in there. So, yeah, there's bridge loans. There's different things like that. Redwood Credit Union doesn't do a bridge loan per se. What we do is we use our portfolio lending. So we take in our members' money, we lend it back out. And with that, we have no investors, no warehouse lines. We're not selling those loans. So we can review those loans. We can review those scenarios, make our own decisions, which is really nice. So we do what's called kind of a buy now, sell later, and I'm sure people have heard that out in the industry. Mm-hmm. So if the borrower is comfortable and Redwood's comfortable that it's not risk credit union risk to the borrower putting them in a bad position, we will allow what's called a higher debt-to-income ratio. So you have kind of your box, right, of where you qualify and what your debt-to-income ratio is. And we will let borrowers exceed that debt-to-income ratio if we know. So they've got their exiting property listed for sale, so we know that that's their intention. And, you know, we do some calculations to make sure they're gonna pan out okay when that property sells. We will go ahead and allow that higher qualifying debt-to-income ratio so that they can go to make a non-contingent offer. Close on the new home, and then they'll sell the exiting home after they've closed. So they're able to qualify for both properties. And usually you can't, well, not usually, often you can't do that, right? Because it's hard to qualify for both mortgages. It yeah. also allows individuals that are trying to get out of a home that maybe they've lived in for 20 years and it needs some TLC to get it fixed up a little bit before they put it completely on the market so that maybe they get a higher return on it, right? A higher sales price. And if they don't have enough equity, if they don't have enough cash in the bank to be able to serve the down payment, we can also put a second mortgage on their exiting property and let them use that as equity, and then it all gets paid off. But again, we really dig deep to make sure that, you know, it's not putting anybody in a bad position. But yeah, it's a great alternative, and they can go to strong offers and get their offer accepted and make it all work out.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's great. And the fact that you do your portfolio or in-house lending, people that don't really know what that means, but basically you're not having to do, you just keep it in a perfect little box so that you can sell it off, or it's not a federal product. It's an in-house product that you can make some adjustments and do some things a little bit different, which I think is awesome.
I think the biggest thing about that, real quick, just before we jump off, is that we are local, so we know the markets, we know the properties. We've got some unique properties up here.
Yeah, that's very
Lake,
important.
Mendo, you know, and we know those, and we want to hear our buyer's story. So if you don't think you fit perfectly in the box, you know, give us a call. We want to hear the story.
Yeah, I think that's great, and I have actually referred you multiple times to people who are a little bit outside the box, and actually just closed something where it was that scenario where she found the perfect property but had a house to sell, and we went, oh, shoot, you know, and within a matter of days, we had it figured out and were able to put an offer in, got the offer accepted, so it's not just talk, it's what you guys do, and I think it's great. We were going to try and talk about your construction loan products, but I don't know that we're going to have time.
Yeah, I think we're out of time.
Well, I can throw it out and just say we do lot loans, construction to perm, and ADU financing, if that helps.
Oh, ADU financing is a big deal. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Maybe you should call in another time and talk about that.
Let's do it.
We'll put you on the calendar. Okay, well, put out your phone number one more time before we run out of time.
Absolutely. It's 707-529-7336. It's Lorraine Barnes. And my email, if that's easier, is L, B like boy, A R, N like Nancy, E S like Sam. So lbarnes@redwoodcu.org. And Allison and Stephanie, thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely.
And we
thank
appreciate
you.
Your partnership.
Thank you so much.
we as well. We appreciate all you do as well. So, again, thank you so much. If you are a first-time buyer or many, many times you've bought, give us a call and or give Lorraine a call. And we'll get you into a home. And I think we're all very passionate about it all of that. Anyway, Lorraine, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Okay, so if you guys want any information, also you can go to our Facebook page, The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. Look for us on YouTube, Sonoma County Real Estate Hour on YouTube, all those things. Anyway, we got to go. We're the Raiders pregame show. I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
For the Norman Home Team, and you're listening to The Real Estate Hour. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman, the Norman Home Team on KSRO. Join them every Sunday morning at 9, covering every stage of a real estate transaction, from tips on buying and selling your home to North Bay market updates. Sonoma County real estate market knowledge from real estate professionals born and raised in the North Bay. You can reach Allison and Stephanie anytime. Call or text 707-799-3617. That's 707-799-3617. DRE license numbers 0172033-4 and 0220923-7. The Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman and Stephanie Norman. Sunday mornings at 9 on KSRO and KSRO.com.
The preceding was a paid presentation.
This is a KSRO play-by-play sports special. Next on KSRO, it's Las Vegas Raiders NFL football.